in the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight on 100.7 WHUD, Molly Adele Brown. Hello, Molly Adele Brown.
Hello there. How are you?
I'm doing all right. You, have you had your coffee today?
Oh, I've already had 3 cups, so I am doing quite all right.
Coffee is kind of a big deal for you. It said on your bio.
Yes, it is. Between coffee and whiskey, I don't know which one. It must be a tie, but, you know, those are the ones that get me going.
Well, let's assume when the sun's up, you got your coffee, the sun goes down, you turn to whiskey.
I think that is a perfect assumption.
Well, because you have kind of a country style to you. Is that by choice or did it just kind of evolve?
It really just kind of evolved. I was one of those Broadway kids when I was younger. I loved everything musical theater. And then as I got to college, I slowly transferred into writing and recording my own music. And the vibe that, you know, really gelled with me was that country music vibe. And so that's where that all came from.
Yeah, I think it's pretty cool to assume that as long as you're true to your own experiences, what kind of music, whether it's country or jazz or heavy metal or whatever it is, that really is inconsequential, I think, right?
Oh, exactly. And I think in today's world, you can see that even, you know, there are hip-hop loops and beats that are being put underneath country music and pop songs that are giving you the indie feel. So it's such a crossover these days that sometimes you're not even sure which is which. I love it because I get to kind of dip my feet into a whole bunch of different categories and really try out what makes, you know, me as an individual instead of what they're expecting.
Aside from coffee and whiskey, did you grow up with country music in your household?
We grew up with a lot of Jimmy Buffett in our household, so I know he's not necessarily country. He has that same laid-back, feel-good music, and that's honestly what, you know, made me want to write music that makes people feel good. I want to kind of be that escape for people.
Yeah, what's cool about country is it's not a lot of metaphor. It's very literal, most of lyrically.
Always. I made a joke one time. I said, it's 3 chords and the truth. That's what country music is.
Well done. I'm going to use that.
Perfect.
Although, Spook the Horses, we're going to find out how literal that is in just a few minutes when we talk about that and hear the song as well. You say a theater background. Did you study that in college?
Yes, I went to Wagner College out on Staten Island, and I got a BA in theater performance there.
You're from Westchester, right?
Yep, I grew up in South Salem.
That's horse country.
Oh, yeah. I had quads in my backyard, you know?
Do you currently have a day job? It says on your website you go from coffee shop pretty much all day long.
That is exactly what I do. there are some times where you'll find me in the back of a random commercial. Who knows what for? I never do, but other than doing little commercial work here and there, I really do stick to just music. I'm really lucky that I'm in a good boat right now where I can dedicate so much time to music. And so I find that when I focus solely on it, I'm able to accomplish, you know, in one day what would take me about a week.
In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight on 100.7 WHUD, Molly Adele Brown. And you got involved with two of my favorite people, Neff Jones and Jimmy Bones. Wonderful, talented people.
I did. And, they're amazing.
Aren't they? And how did that happen?
I was actually doing an internship in college, and Nefertiti Jones turned to me and was like, if you could do anything in the world, what would it be? And blurted out of my mouth was, I want to write and record music. And I had never said that in my life before, but so I kind of went with it, and that's when she told me about her husband and the two of them's production company, Jones Bones Productions, and that's how our relationship came to be.
You're from Westchester, South Salem, you said. Is Nashville in your future? Is that a natural progression?
I go down to Nashville once a month right now.
Oh, very cool.
So I work with different producers and writers down there as well. So I've got my New York team and my Nashville team. Right now, I'm still such a New Yorker at heart that I'm not ready to take that leap down. I love the fact that I'm able to branch out to people up in New York, but I do see Nashville as a point that I will probably take in the next couple of years.
Do you have any shows lined up in the area soon?
My CD release party, which will be on March 23rd at The Bitter End. I'll have brand new merchandise, and my entire new CD will be playing, and so I'm really excited for that show.
And a website where we can find all of what you just told us?
www.mollyadelebrown.com.
And the CD that you're talking about is going to be called what?
That is a funny question you should ask. I am actually taking a Facebook poll right now. So by the end of this week, I will have the title picked out. So right now it's down to Little Tricks, Bear With Me, Dancing With Strangers, or Rowdy.
I vote for 3 Chords and the Truth.
I like that one, too. I'll have to add it to the list.
Now, spook the horses. It's not literal, I hope. Maybe it is. Let's find out. What's that about?
So, spook the horses, I wrote while I was still in college, and then we kind of have been working on it and getting new renditions and whatnot ever since. And it's kind of just about being, you know, in your 20s and going out and having a good time. And, you know, you stir some trouble, but you never want to cause a problem. So you're spooking horses, but you're never going to actually harm them.
It's a cool song. Good luck with that. Beautifully produced, of course, by Neff and Jimmy. It's Molly Adele Brown in the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight. Buy her a coffee. She'll sing you a song. Good luck, and thanks for joining us, Molly.
Thank you so much.